Women prisoners in the Latin American country of Bolivia face grim realities. Many have been incarcerated for petty crimes and drug-related offenses. Antonino De Leo from the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime spoke to me about the condition of female prisoners.
In Bolivia, the percentage of women in prison is higher than in the rest of the world. And this rise cannot be explained in terms of the growth in national population levels. The global prison crisis manifests itself through different phases, overcrowding in prisons, excessive use of imprisonment, amongst others.
How rigid is this criminal justice system?
The reality in many prisons risks undermining the ultimate purpose of a sentence of imprisonment, which is the protection of society from crime. While the nature of the prison crisis is multidimensional, it manifests itself in several ways. The United Nations is promoting international standards and good practices. So we advise governments worldwide to reduce the scope of imprisonment, to improve prison conditions, and to support social reintegration.
In order to highlight the crisis in prisons and expose the vulnerability of female prisoners in Bolivia, an innovative audio-visual project was launched by the UNODC. Titled Obrajes, which is the name of a woman detention center in Bolivia, its creator, Alessandro Scotti, told me it portrayed the experiences of 12 women in prison settings.
The whole project focuses actually on trying to convey my experience of approaching these women and gathering, I mean, their intimate thoughts. It was shaped from the beginning in this way. What I did basically is to build a small set within the prison with two beds in a cozy closed room that would guarantee some sort of protection, let's say, an intimate environment. And I basically offered a listening sessions, and whoever wanted could just come in and talking is like a free flow. Project output is an installation where you have sound and visuals. It's being installed in a public museum in the city of La Paz. And basically you have an oral surrounding of these voices of women talking about themselves. And then there is a number of screens that display a series of shots that I did in a very objective way, as opposite to the dialogue, which is very subjective.
This whole project must have also been an emotional journey for you, because you were interacting with these women personally, listening to their stories. Was there any particular story that really shocked you so much and affected you? Would it be okay for you to share it?
Well, yes, indeed. It's been a very, I'd say, moving journey and challenging, because when you ask somebody to share his or her personal intimate experience, then of course you are called yourself to share something from your side. What I was really shocked about is the fact that the number of cases of women that are in jail in that context without a sentence and for a long period of time, basically waiting to know what's going to happen to them. In most cases, the women that I worked with are very, very simple people who, I guess, didn't have the means to understand the whole picture or whatever they were participating in. And this is clear. It's clear when, for example, they explain how much they got paid to deliver drugs here and there, which is very, very little. And this stroke me a lot, because after all, they are in a situation where indeed they pay the consequences of acts that go far beyond their small reality.
Obrajes also aims to support criminal justice reform in Bolivia by focusing on overcrowding in prisons and highlighting the situation of youngsters in prisons as well. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.